Hello and welcome to the Student Hacks podcast. This is the very first episode. My name is Elsa and I'm in my final year of a Bachelor of Design in Architecture. And I'm joined today with...
My name is Panda. I'm studying a Master in IT.
Hi guys, I'm Krishma and I'm in my final year of a Bachelor of Economics degree.
Perfect. So today we'll be talking about starting up this session and getting back into the swing of things. I know when I first heard that we were going to be coming back onto campus this session, I was thinking to myself, how do I even do this again? You know, how am I going to get back into the swing of things?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, Elsa. I was like, because I got on campus for the whole week and I was like, wow, so these people are real. They're not just on cameras. I was like, it's so many people. And it was so hard coping because I was like so different from Zoom university to, you know, like actually seeing people in real life.
Right. Yeah. It is very different. I feel like we're definitely entering this like transitional period of readjusting to everything. And with the campus reactivating, I feel like we're learning and experiencing a lot of new things for the first time, even though we're not personally, you know, first year students.
Definitely, I agree with that. It was very weird seeing so many people around and having to deal with so many people. It was exhausting, but it was really exciting, and I'm very excited for the reactivation.
Yeah, exactly. How did you find the OE, Panda?
I find it so exhausting because, you know, like, because I've been working, you know, throughout the whole week. And also it's just like, it's really hot on campus, like for those who are on campus. And then
yeah.
I can probably see from my voice as well, I'm really tired. But I got a little bummed out because, you know, like, obviously I worked the full week and I couldn't really go get any of the free stuff. I was so sad. What about, Krishma, do you get any of the free stuff?
I did. I scored some ice cream. I scored some free merch bags. It was very fun. I was not working during the O week, so I had all the time of the world to have some fun. It was really fun.
Very lucky girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm glad that I kind of got dragged onto campus to work during O week because I wouldn't probably have attended it on my own. I remember during my like first O week, my personal one, I was so shy and I was so lazy. I didn't even bother coming. I think I was just too in my head about like anticipating the start of classes, and I forgot that socializing is, you know, a huge part of this experience as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, definitely.
I relate to Elsa. When I first started and during my first O week, I felt like this main character. I was new to the town and trying to make friends. I was being bombarded with content about UTS. I was super confused. And I was also feeling very queasy about approaching clubs and societies that I wanted to join. So I ended up not joining any of them during the O weeks.
Right. I'm still not in any societies or clubs. I feel like I should probably change that. But I totally agree. I feel like no one really talks about how to navigate O week when you're an introvert. Like being bombarded with everything at once, it's really difficult to get through the O week. I feel like even now I would much prefer just scrolling through the list of the clubs on the Activate website and, you know, find the Facebook pages of the specific ones that are actually interesting and signing up that way, which I feel like is also a good tip for people who might have missed coming to O week in person. Like it's really not too late and you can still get involved.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really one of the things that, like, I wish I knew starting out. But at the same time, you know, meeting the club people in person is different because you're like, oh, this is what it feels like. Because when you sign up online, you're like, oh, so this is the hobby that links us together. But what about the people? You know what I mean? It's like you don't really see them. You cannot really know if they're nice. Yeah, speaking of those kind of things, I think... Like, looking at, like, when I was in O week, I was, like, looking at all these new people. And I was like, oh, my God. There's so many things I wish, like, I know when I started out, when I attend my first O week. What are you, like, do you guys have any tips, I guess, like, for anyone who's, like, you know, starting out or, like, something that's, like, you wish you would know, you want to know when you first started that you want to tell any of the students that are starting out?
For me, the main thing was to make friends. I was really trying very hard to make friends. So if anyone around is trying to make friends, I suggest that you proactively work on that. Join study groups, clubs, and societies, and also events around campus. UTS has a lot of events going on every single week. So joining those events is very important if you're wanting to make friends. I actually made two of my best friends during a week.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah.
That's really nice. That's really wholesome. So yeah, I feel like on the flip side of that, there's so much pressure to get it all correct, mm-hmm. you know, from right yeah. at the beginning, like joining all of these yeah. clubs, putting together like, you know, like a very specific routine in your calendar,
yeah.
you know, ideals of making these best friends who you're going to keep in touch with for the rest of your life. And of course, it's not that any of that is impossible, right? But I think it's also important to remember that you still have your whole degree to find your footing. And you'll also probably be better informed later down the line about how much you can actually add to your plate. So there's no rush, because starting can already tend to be so stressful. So if you're currently worrying about it, there's no problem just, you know, sitting back and getting into the groove of things slowly, if that's more your speed.
Yeah, definitely. And I also feel like, because everyone in uni looks like so put together, right? I think that's where, for me, that's one of the, where the pressure has come from. And it's also like, it, like, I've definitely, like, when I first started, I definitely feel super nervous and, like, super anxious, because everyone on campus looks so put together. And I'll be like,
I feel you.
Yeah. And I feel like, okay, so I had to figure it out at the beginning, because everyone's like that. It's normal. But really what I learned is that, like, everyone is actually not like that inside. It's like, everyone's like, oh my God, I'm so anxious, I'm going to look put together. And I think it's really about just like letting people know that, you know, you can ask for help, and you should ask for help, because you're in a new place, a new stage of life, you know, and it's okay to not have it figured out. I think what's really important is consciously keep trying, because like, I know for me, I was like I kind of I pretend that I look put together, and I was like, oh, I get so tired, and I stopped trying to actually put myself together.
I feel like everyone's like that. Like in the first week, everyone's dressed up to the nines, like ready yeah. to impress. And then everyone just falls off the wagon like midway through the semester. It's like, all right, I'll just wear my sweatpants. No one cares.
Definitely.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Do not stress yourself out. Everyone is on the same boat. Everyone is trying to make friends. Everyone is trying to be proactive. But take your time. Take as long as you need to. And yeah, things get better once you start setting into a routine and everything works out.
Yeah, I really want to like build on the point where like Elsa was saying, like you kind of start off strong and you just fall off. Mm-hmm. I want to explore that a bit more. So like, I guess what does starting strong means for you guys? Mm.
It's an interesting question. I feel like starting strong really looks different for every single person, and like what it looks like for me might not be how it is for other people. So personally for me, I know that stress compounds over the course of the semester, and I ideally need to start out at like not even a zero stress level, like a negative stress level. I need to be a Zen queen. So, you know, the things I do, I kind of just message my friends. I look after myself and I do the self-care things that I know that I won't have much time for during the semester. You know, like getting a haircut, eating big hearty meals, right. just chilling. So it really depends on the person. Right. You figure out what works for you.
Yeah. I think, at least for me, it's like, it's a feeling. It's like, you know, what you do can be different, mm-hmm. but it's feeling prepared. Exactly. So what I do is like, I try to look through all the subject outlines, but every time I do that, I get so confused, because I do four subjects. I think most of us will do four subjects. It's like, it's actually so many when you try to organize, and like, and I try to make notes of assignment, deadlines, to make sure to try to plan the semester ahead. Because, you know, like, all the like, there's, if you do four subjects, it's actually a lot of deadlines. Mm. So, like, for me to make notes of that, and feeling prepared can also be, like, I don't know, I guess meal prepping. So you don't have yes. to, like, oh my god, I need to eat. Oh my god, like, I hate eating out because I have to talk to people. Like, I have to, like, can I buy this? Like, so I really prefer just, like, stay at home, kind of vibe.
You'll save yeah. money as well, meal prepping. Yeah. I feel like when you go out, you know, and you plan to have meals with friends that you meet at uni, you don't realize how much money you end up spending.
It's a lot. Krisma, what about you?
I agree with both of you. I'm right in between. So I memorize my timetable ahead of class because I have terrible memory and I need to do that. And then I also look through the subject outline, jot down important dates for like assessments and submissions. But I also definitely do my research on places to eat around campus.
Yes.
That's like a treat for me. I'm like, I worked super hard all this time, so yeah. I'm just going to treat myself.
Yeah, I think my favorite place to eat, I don't know, it's like, it's Cornerstone. Do you guys, have you guys ever been?
Love
no,
that.
What street is
love.
That on?
It's next to building 11. So it's opposite
building
to building
7. Yep.
Yeah, I think so. It's building 7. Yeah, I think so. It's like I got notes about that place because when I first come to UTS, it was online. So I do a Reddit post. I was like, oh my god, what's going on? And like, and this staff is really nice. He was like, oh, he messaged me. He was like, oh, hi, I'm a staff at UTS Business School. I recommend this cafe. I hope you have a good semester. And that's the only cafe
I've really
ever
kind.
Been
yeah.
since I started.
You know what? It's also very affordable. Yeah. So it's a very good pick.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess it's like, I didn't expect nice people to reply. I really didn't because I thought India is a scary place. You know, it's a little scary, so die. But yeah, it was, and I guess for me, that's like kind of where I started with UTS. And to be honest, my experience has been really great so far.
I guess as a nice little round off then, what is like one thing that you're excited about and one thing that you're nervous about coming back on campus?
I think one thing I'm nervous about, I'm scared of COVID.
Definitely.
No, that's totally fair. Yeah.
Yeah. And one thing I'm excited about is probably having excuses to eat out. Because, it's like sometimes, you're right. Eating in kind of really saves money. But it's nice to, not having to do dishes.
Oh,
right?
Yes. The best. Absolute best. I'm nervous about social interaction. I think I've forgotten how to talk to people over the past 2 years. Just staying home has just been really tough. And I'm also excited about food and having places around campus to eat and going around campus with friends and having fun, having that social life back again. Really excited about that.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're all more or less the same. For me, I am excited about finally seeing friends in person that I've only met online. Like, I can't believe that True. We've been able to foster these relationships and I've never seen this person in real life, you know? And then the thing that I'm probably the most nervous about is the commuting again. Oh, I really don't like commuting. I feel like I'm just not the type of person that's productive on the train. I can't do work. I can't write an essay. I mean, I'm an architecture student, so I can't just whip out my drawing gear in the middle of rush hour. Yeah. But I watch hours of TikTok every day. So I guess that's going to be my new train activity now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a great activity. You probably make friends because people are still watching TikTok together.
Yeah. I mean, resting is also a productive activity, right?
Yep. It's a great way to de-stress.
Yeah, definitely a good activity. All right, I think that kind of rounds up for today's episode. Thank you for listening, everyone. If you have any questions, feel free to email us or let us know what do you think we should talk about next. Thanks, guys.
See you. Bye.